You're listening to a Sun Life podcast. We pray that you be blessed by the teaching of God's word. For more information, visit sunlife.org.au. Enjoy the sermon.
Well, I'm going to invite some of our panelists to come up and get ready to get grilled. It was very cool to just see the amazing work that Jess and her team are doing. And I was very fortunate to work with a Christian newspaper at one time, and we would collate stories about people's testimonies about how they came to Christ and some of the amazing times that those kids had and where they got to have all those seeds sowed into their lives. And so many of them were when they were in kids' church. And so I just think Jess and her team are doing an amazing job. So let's just give it up to Jess and her team. Well done. So we've invited four amazing young people from our church to come onto stage so we can learn from them. And I just thought it'd be good for them to introduce themselves, tell us a little bit about themselves and the areas in which they're serving. So Jace, maybe you could take off.
Yeah, I'm Jason. I serve in Sun Life Kids in Flame Senior, and outside of church, I'm a civil engineer.
My name is Jess. So I serve in the kids ministry in church, and outside of church, I'm a medical secretary.
My name is Doreen, and I serve in Young Adults, Youth, and Tiny Treasures. And outside of church, I am currently studying to be a surveyor.
I'm Cherie. I'm with the Young Adults Ministry. Outside of church, I am a governance, risk, and compliance analyst. Fancy word for looking at spreadsheets and making pretty graphs all day.
Awesome, very cool. Something that I certainly couldn't do, so I'm glad that God has got you doing it rather than me. Maybe you could each share a highlight of something that has happened through your ministry. So maybe Jace and Doreen, you could share about that. So yeah, just a highlight.
Yeah, I don't think it's hard to pinpoint one moment, but I think the video sort of like captured how much stuff we've done throughout the year. Just done a great job. We've had like camp, we've had guest speakers come in, so we've had live worship once a term, and we have guest preachers come and share a message. So things like that has been great, and we had quite a few graduating this morning, so actually seeing them not only just this year, but for most of us, we've seen them for 3, 4, maybe Jess has been 5 or 6 years. And seeing them grow up has been really great. And I think maybe this year more than ever, we've actually journeyed with them throughout the year. We've asked them how their week has been. And it's been quite interesting to see how their weeks have been. We've received a lot of secrets about things that have happened at home or broken bones. We've had a few of those as well. Yeah, it's been really great.
So a highlight from youth would be having the youths actually wanting to have a deeper relationship with God and asking genuine questions and, yeah, just seeking the word and having them invite more friends and non-believers to come. And we can see that the youth group is growing. And we can see we've got a handful of kids growing and graduating to youth, so that will be exciting for next year. Another highlight for me personally is at Tiny Treasures, when the kids come up and give me a cuddle, it shows that it's a safe space for the kids and parents to come and enjoy themselves, so yeah.
It's very cool. I've had the opportunity to come down to Tiny Treasures a few times on a Friday, and it's been really cool to see not just the kids that are there, but also the people that you're reaching. We're getting so many people that don't necessarily come to our church that are coming along and bringing their kids along. They feel safe and comfortable, and yeah, I really commend the work that you guys are doing there and doing stuff in the community, but bringing people in and they get to hear about Jesus, and it's been so exciting. So thank you very much for all that work. Maybe for Sri and Doreen, as a young adults, what does it mean for you to follow Jesus?
I think for me, the term following Jesus has changed throughout my life as I've grown older. and matured in my faith as well. I think when I was 15 and at first accepted and became a Christian, like following Jesus was just about following what his teachings, following what he says. But then now as a 27-year-old, that is all still very relevant in my life. But more than that, I think it's about following Jesus' lifestyle, following, seeing just the way he approached people and he approached certain situations in life. And I think for probably the last month or so, I've been working through a book called The Ruthless Elimination of Hurry. And the book talks a lot about how in the 21st century, one of the biggest principalities of this world that we're battling with is not the governments or the wars or anything like that that's going on, but really it's the essence of the fact that we're always in a hurry, we're always busy, and we just don't necessarily allow ourselves the time to just slow down and even show compassion and be intentional and being present in the moment. And when you read through the Bible and read through the Gospels, you see that Jesus was exactly that. He did everything like that. He took time to not only minister to people and heal and do ministry, but he took several days out in the mountains praying and fasting and seeking God and gleaning from God. And I'm reminded of the story in the Gospels where there was the lady that was bleeding, and she just completely unseen just went and touched the cloak of Jesus and she was automatically healed. But, you know, Jesus, in that story, Jesus was on his way to, I think, Simon's house and he was going there to heal Simon's mother. But in that moment, he stopped and he was like, "Who touched me?" And he was willing to take that time to be present for that particular lady, and it changed her whole world. I think that's what it means for me right now.
That's very cool. Even Dom before our service today was talking about just being still and just having that moment, because we all live really hectic lives, right? So sometimes we just need to stop and listen. And I really appreciate that earlier, Dom, as well. So for Jess, and we'll get Sheree to share as well, share with us something that has occurred in your ministry area and how that has affected your prayer life and your quiet time.
So at the start of the year when I took on this role as a kids director, it was really daunting. It seemed like, really big, impossible task for me. And there was a lot of fear and a lot of doubt, and it's, everything's new to me. And I think at the start of the year, I really prayed for peace from God that, this is what you want me to do, God. And as I reflect back on the year, the way it's changed my prayer life is at the start of the year, I was praying, God, what can I do for the ministry? What can I do to, help these 60 to 70 kids? What can I do to help the leaders? Because, you've got 20 leaders looking at you going, yes, what would you like us to do? I think there was a lot of fear and doubt of, am I the right person for this? Can I actually do this? But as the year has gone by, I think God's really given me that peace that it's not about you. It's not about, the way you pray has to be not what you can do, but what can God do? What can God do for this ministry? I have seen that shift, I guess, in my prayer life of being being at peace with what I pray for, but also being courageous in my prayer. So being bold and declaring and, asking God because God is so big. So nothing is impossible for him.
Yeah, it's through those humbling times, right, where we get to see he's doing all the work, right? Very true. Yeah. And Sheree, for you?
I think for me, so young adults this year has been going through a series on discipleship and then looking at sort of how we are discipled by Jesus and the different disciplines around discipleship as well. And I think Pastor Bin, I think last term came and spoke a little bit about prayer. And he spoke on, and he kind of mentions that, prayer is the act of surrender. And prayer is about, having a conversation with God. And I think for me growing up, I've always thought of prayer as something that, you come to God like a shopping list. And I tick, 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 God, I want this, I want that, I want X, Y, Z, And then I think you get to the end of the list and God doesn't give it to you, you get really annoyed. So I think growing up, that was sort of my kind of view on it. But then I think after Pastor Bin came and a few things through this year has happened, I've come to really realise that, you know, prayer is, yes, it's a surrender. It's like, I need help, God. I can't do this on my own. You need to do something about it. But there's also prayer is not asking for things, but it's allowing God to speak. And there's allowing that time in your prayer life to say, you know, you spend maybe 10 minutes asking for things from God, but you spend the next 20 minutes just saying, God, speak. Yeah. Speak into my life, speak into my heart, reveal things that's going on in my life that I even don't know what's going on. But and then taking that and processing it and journaling it as well has been has just been incredible for me. Yeah.
Awesome. So now you guys are all on the front line, as what we would say. You're dealing with our kids and with their friends that are coming along to church and stuff. So have you seen a lot of our kids bringing their friends along to things like youth, and what has that done? I know that's a question that I haven't given you before, but have you seen any of that happen?
Yeah, we definitely, like, with the three ministries I serve in, you see new face coming in almost either every week or every second week. Or yeah, there's a, I think something the church is doing or the leaders are doing that's, yeah, impacting people's lives and wanting to share the love and share the gospel, really, and want the community to have that love from God. So yeah, we definitely have been seeing numbers growing in all the ministries that I serve.
Cool, thank you. Now, as what is it that the rest of us can do to support each one of you with not only your ministry, but how can we support you personally, Jason?
I think feedback, especially in kids and probably youth, is a big one. Because we will give a message on a Sunday and you'll get some blank faces. Doesn't really look like they're really paying attention. They're probably thinking about what they're going to have for lunch. But when, like, hearing, like, throughout the year, Jess has been sharing some of what the parents have shared with her. And that's really encouraging for us, and even the video as well. So if you're a parent of a kid in any of the Flame, Junior, Senior, Little Sparks, or as they go up to youth as well, I think that's a big encouragement for us to continue serving and continue to do what we want to do. But if you're not a parent, I think, or even the parents should do this as well, but I think a big one for kids and youth, sorry, Doreen, I'm speaking on your behalf quite a bit, but for kids, I think you all know the internet is a wild place now. And praying for our kids to be really protected. I'm not saying that they shouldn't know what's going on in the world, but for them to be protected through the things that they see, and for parents to have wisdom about what you should be showing your kids and what you shouldn't be. Like YouTube, you can go down a rabbit hole and just end up watching some random video, or on Discord, like talking to people that you don't know, things like that. I think we need to be praying for our kids and for our youth and really making sure that they're protected. Yeah.
It's certainly a different world to what I grew up in when I tell my wife that I didn't grow up with the internet, and she laughs and thinks, how did you cheat in high school? How did you... But yeah, it's definitely a different world, so appreciate you sharing that. And you, Jess, how can we support you and your ministry?
I guess in that sense, prayer is super important. Praying for the kids, praying for the leaders as well, all the volunteers in kids' church particularly. But also in a practical way, come and join kids' church. Kids' church, you know, kids, there's so many of them. They're full of energy, and we're always looking for people to come alongside, and I like to, I guess, use this phrase, and invest in eternity with us, because, you know, like, I grew up in kids' church, long time ago now, but I grew up in kids' church, and you know, I feel like that set me on this path, you know, and I hope that for all the kids as well, that you know, from a young age, the foundation is set. And the harvest is plentiful, but we need workers. So in a practical way, if you feel led by God to put your hand up and step forward in any capacity, please do so. We welcome you. Probably sounding like a bit of a promo to join Kids Church. Yay, hashtag Orange Army. sorry, orange is our colour, so we're not changing it. It's not your colour, sorry. but, you know, I guess I just want to encourage you that, you know, we're not looking for perfect people. We're looking for people who are obedient to God's calling. And when you step forward, you know, God will empower you. Step forward in faith. You know, I cannot promise you that it will be easy, but I can promise you that it will be worth it. On that note, check under your seats. If there's an orange shirt, you're in Kids Church. No, I'm just kidding. There's no orange shirt. Don't check your seats.
Thanks, Doreen. And how can we help you in all the ministry areas that you're serving in, from tiny treasures to youth to young adults and onwards?
I feel like Jason and Jess has summarised it for me. with young adults. No, actually, let's start with youth. Sorry. with youth. I'm just saying this on behalf of Micah and Katie. They're doing a great job. But yeah, I think if you would like to come and help out, the youths are filled with energy, and I don't think I can keep up much longer. So yeah, like having more helpers would be good. And then if we could pray for the youths to be able to continue to want to have a deeper relationship, and that us as leaders would be able to help them and guide them and journey through them. So that's for youth. For tiny churches, if you're free on a Friday morning, feel free to come and help out in various ways, in serving coffee or just meeting and greeting the parents and the kids. As it is a growing ministry. It's a ministry where we, it's an open space where we have mums and or parents and kids come in to play and meet other parents. We have had a few families that were not non-believers, and they were like, oh, I want to know more. So we pass it on to Jess on Sunday. If you could, it would be great to come and help out in Tiny Treasures, or prayer support is definitely what we need as well. With young adults, it would be good if you could, or maybe for all the ministries, is that if we are an intergeneration church, I think it's really supporting to have people of different generations, of different ages to come and mingle together, and if we can build a relationship with one another. And with mentorship, I think it's something that I would like, and I've heard a few young adults say that, I would like a mentorship, mentor to look up to ask questions, to journey through life. So
go on, Sheree.
I guess first off the bat, prayer is always needed, I think, as the next generation come through and the different battles that we face every day too. But I think for me personally, it is sort of echoing what Doreen said, it is mentorship. It is that ability to be the glean of someone older. And I think for me, from my own journey especially, I've had the immense blessing and an immense privilege to be mentored by another couple in Sun Life who are a little bit older, I'm not sure how much older. And it's just been amazing that they've walked me through some of the darkest and toughest seasons of my life, and they've just been my sounding board. And I think in the first half of the year, they've told me multiple times, they said, you're not alone anymore. So we're here, we're your sounding board, and this is where it is. And you know, they've come down pretty hard on me at times with love. But it sounds like you just give that permission to someone older to be able to do that for you. And it's just been amazing. So I think I really want to encourage the young adults out there, if you're wanting that mentorship, go find someone. Go find someone that you see can lead by example as well. And the church community is the best place for it. Because I think God's given us this gift of being a community that's not like any other community. So we have people from the age of 0 all the way up to, you know, as far as you want to go kind of thing. And, you know, God's given us this gift, and why are we not using it? Yeah.
Yeah, I was very fortunate. I actually grew up in an un-Christian home. So two beautiful, amazing parents, but they just didn't know Jesus. And I was very fortunate when I started going along to church that I had people come alongside me and say, well, we would like to invest in you. You can look at us as your church parents. And so I was very fortunate to get along with Carl and Carol, and they're still speaking into my life now and into the life of my kids as well, right? So very fortunate with that. I had a worship pastor come alongside me and take me to his house every Wednesday and learn to play guitar and do all that kind of stuff and just do life with him and his wife. And yeah, I just can't encourage you enough that as a young person, get alongside. There are some amazing people in this church. And if you are one of those people there and someone comes to you and says, would you invest in my life? It can be a once a month coffee catch up. It can be as often as you both feel it needs to be. But if someone comes to you and says, I really want someone that can speak into my life and speak truth and question me on some of the things that I'm doing, then yeah, I encourage you to say, yeah, step into that, because you have no idea the difference that one coffee a month, that catch up every will make such a massive difference in the lives of these guys. And if you are a young person, don't be afraid to go up to someone and say, you know what, I love what God is doing in your life. I want to learn from that. I want to see how God can do that in my life too. Please prayerfully consider that. It will be something that will radically change someone's life. And you might not even know it. So let's just give these guys a big thank you. It can be scary to have to come up in front of all these people. But thank you for listening. It's been really encouraging for me to hear their story and what it is that God is doing in their life. And we're going to pass over to Dom now. Dom's going to share a bit further.
Yes, thanks so much, guys. What a good time. And you know, as a church family, we want to be involved in what God is doing in the next generation. And that's why it's called Next Gen Ministries. That's why it's called Next Gen Sunday. Because the people that we saw on stage today, they're going to graduate and go on to become the next leaders of our church, the next leaders of our country. So before we respond in song, I just want to invite all of us to stand, to rise. And you know, just have in your mind, you know, one of the things that some of the panelists have shared, whether it's praying for protection of the growth of our children, of the youth, you know, whether it's praying for people to say yes to serving in Tiny Treasures or Kids Church, whether it's praying for the youth to have a greater hunger for Jesus. I just want to invite you guys to take 30 seconds now just to quietly pray. Or if you want to pray out loud, that's fine too. You know, just commit our church to the Lord and say, God, we want to see you move in our church. We welcome you. And then Jordan's going to lead us in a time of worship.